Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
The Thunder Basin Lady Bolts were on a quest in the 2023 state basketball tournament to come home with their second state title in program history. They started off the tournament passing through Kelly Walsh 63-33 to move to the semifinals against Sheridan. The Lady Bolts and Lady Bronx battled it out all the way to overtime, with Thunder Basin getting the win 53-44 as they returned to the state championship game for the first time since 2019. However, the Cody Phillies proved to be a handful as the Lady Bolts fell in the state championship game to Cody 65-43 as the Phillies finished off a perfect 2022-2023 season. Here is what Bolts head coach Leanne Cox said to the girls after the loss.
Well, I'll tell you what I said before. I said we were going to go out there and give everything to win, but no matter what happened, there was nothing that could change how proud I was of them. So after the game, I reminded them of that. They had a great season, and, you know, I've talked a lot with you about them being selfless and about each other and just being great teammates. So I just told them I was really proud of them. I thought their effort against an excellent Cody team was outstanding. You know, we just maybe came out a little tight and spotted them too much early in the game. So that's what we talked about. Lots of hugs.
Knowing you were going to be losing six seniors, what's the outlook going to look like, Leanne, heading into the offseason, knowing you are going to have a whole new team when next season comes around?
Well, I would say the offseason will be about 2 to 3 weeks long before we get back to work. We'll start having open gyms in April and, you know, just challenge kids to show up to those and be part of it. We've got a lot of two-sport athletes. We encourage them to continue to participate in other sports. That's good for them. I think this summer will be really important just for developing some chemistry. You know, Addie and Campbell are coming back as returners, and Bree and Brooke got some minutes, and Riley. And so we've got some juniors coming back. We'll just have to see who shows up to open gyms and gets to work, because we do have work to do, but you're always building in your program. We're just going to have some opportunities for some young kids to step up.
The Lady Bolts also had two players make it to the 4A All-State team. Lanny McCarty was named to the team for the second year in a row, and Jolie Speltz received a bid for the third year in a row. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.